This is the Training Beta Podcast, and I'm your host, Neely Quinn. Thanks for joining me for today's episode. This is going to be a short one, maybe 15 minutes. And I just wanted to tell you about a couple things. So this is all about nutrition, by the way. And this time of year, I've got a lot of new clients for nutrition. And it's because people have the brain space to think about their diet now that the holidays are over and it's kind of like a quiet time. And people also have the motivation to do something about their nutrition. And so I wanted to offer two resources. One is that I'm doing an email sort of mini course this week. So it started yesterday and I'm going to go until Sunday. And during that, I'm going to talk about things like sugar cravings, protein, nutrition for recovery. And today I sent one out about sugar cravings and I wanted to read it to you. I also wanted to invite you to my email list if you want to get regular training advice, nutrition advice, and mindset advice. I send out emails pretty regularly to my list of thousands of people and I try to make it as helpful and as much of a resource for free information as possible. I also sell our products using this email list, but I really do try to stay true to that initial intention of helping people. So if you want to sign up for it and get my emails, you can go to trainingbeta.com/email. So today I'm going to read you the one about sugar cravings and sugar in general. But before I do that, I also want to tell you that I'm doing a flash sale on my online nutrition program for climbers called Nourish. In that program, I go very in-depth into like all of the things that I talk to with my climber clients about nutrition. So how much to eat, how much to eat at each meal and at snacks, how much protein, carbs, fat, sugar to get in your day and when to eat those things, how to eat for recovery, how to deal with binge eating, how to make yourself feel more energetic, to sleep better, to just feel more motivated, and to do it in a way that is very easy and you will probably hardly notice that you're making the changes. My goal is to make it as easy as possible. So anyway, in this program, it's tons of videos of me, other resources. I also have meal plans in there for omnivorous people as well as plant-based people. So you can find that at trainingbeta.com/nourish. And then you can use the code SAVE40, all one word, because I'm giving you 40% off until Sunday, which means that normally it's $250. Right now it's $150 until Sunday. And that payment can be split into two payments if that feels like too much for you right now. So again, you can find it at trainingbeta.com/nourish, and that will be on sale until Sunday, January 29th. If I have that date wrong, I'm really sorry. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read you this email that I sent out today. And again, if you want to get the rest of the emails, you can go to trainingbeta.com/email. And I will send you one tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, so here's the email. The title of it is Sugar Cravings Cannot Be Fixed with Self-Control. By the way, I sent these emails out last year. These same, basically, I edited them a little bit, five emails were sent out almost at the exact same time last year. And they seemed to resonate with people so much that because I got all these emails back and people thanking me for, you know, like making these changes right away and feeling the differences right away, which is always what happens. It's like miraculous and not rocket science. But so I decided to just send them out again because they seemed to be so helpful last year. So if you read this last year, I do apologize, but maybe it'll be a good reminder for you. Okay. Hi there. Yesterday, I wrote to you letting you know that this week I'll be sending you 5 days worth of emails about some of the most important nutrition topics I teach my climber clients about. Today is day one. I also told you I'd be doing a 5-day flash sale of my self-paced nutrition program for climbers called Nourish, and that starts today. I already told you about that, and so I'm not going to tell you more, but again, you can find it at trainingbeta.com /nourish. Okay, back to the email. All right, on to day one of the nutrition extravaganza. Buckle up, this is the biggest one of the week. Today I want to talk about sugar cravings and binge eating. There's a whole video on this in my Nourish program, and as a former binge eater, I have a lot to say about this topic. Here's a little insider info on me. I used to devour entire bags of cookies or pans of brownies in a sitting. I had incredibly strong sugar cravings, which made me eat way more food than I wanted or needed to, most days. It made me feel awful, both physically and mentally. I'd feel super guilty that I hadn't had the self-control to stop myself, but I'd also feel incredibly bloated and uncomfortable. It would affect my digestion for days, and my energy was all over the place, partly because of the amount of insulin my body was having to secrete to deal with all of that sugar. Every time I'd binge, I'd say to myself, "Tomorrow I'll stop." And tomorrow would come, and I'd find myself doing the same thing again. So frustrating. So at some point, I decided I wanted to stop once and for all. I was determined. There was some mental, emotional component to the behavior of this, "I'm being naughty and I sort of like it" kind of thing going on. So the first thing I did was start talking about it and getting it out in the open. "I'm going to binge now," I'd say to my husband, to which he'd reply, "I don't care." But just having said it and giving myself permission to do it took away some of the stigma and secrecy of the whole thing, which somehow decreased the allure of doing it at all. I also started making rules about what I would allow myself to binge on, meaning I'd stay away from the things that I knew would make me feel totally awful and thus spurring another binge later on, including gluten. So I changed all of that, and it helped a bit. But self-control can only go so far with sugar cravings and binge eating. The body wants what the body wants. The thing that actually fixed the problem was changing my diet in general. I used to eat a bowl of oatmeal every morning with nuts, dried fruit, and honey. For lunch, I'd have something like tuna salad with a few crackers. For dinner, I'd have some sort of stir fry made with meat or fish and vegetables. Snacks were bars and dried fruit. Then every night, I would get the strongest of hankerings for pure sugar. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I see a lot of my clients eating similarly. Breakfast, mostly carbs, almost no protein, or no breakfast at all. Lunch, low carbs, some protein. Dinner, higher protein, low carbs. Snacks, sugar and more sugar. Nighttime, more sugar. In short, not enough protein, not enough of the right kinds of carbs, meaning starch and some fiber, and too much sugar. At some point, I realized I needed more protein and starch, so we started making a scramble every morning with eggs, turkey sausage, veggies, and sweet potatoes. So right there, I was getting more protein and some starch in the sweet potatoes, which held me over longer than just the pure starch and sugar that was in my oatmeal. Lunches became something along the lines of a burrito bowl with rice, beans, chicken, avocado, and veggies. That gave me more starch and more calories than the tuna salad and crackers to help tide me over through the afternoon. Dinners started to include noodles or rice or potatoes, so there was always some starch, veggies, protein, and some kind of oil in there instead of just the protein and veggies I was having in the stir fry. That gave me, again, more starch than I had been having, along with all of the protein and fat. You might be thinking, "I thought starch was bad for you, though. Why would you want to eat more carbs?" So here's the thing. All these meals and extra starch and protein made me feel fuller for longer. It kept my blood sugar stable throughout the day instead of dipping and spiking all day, which causes sugar cravings. I was then naturally consuming fewer snacks and having way fewer binges at night. The binges I had all those years were actually my body telling me I was not getting what I needed. I needed to listen to those binges and give myself more carbs in each meal and in the right form. Again, starch and some fiber. And more protein throughout the day, including in the morning, especially in the morning. Once I did that, I stopped having very many sugar cravings at all. And I can say now that I haven't binged in many years. My sugar cravings are now minimal and appropriate for the amount of exercise I do. And all of that is such a relief to me. So, what does this mean for you? You don't have to make a big scramble in the morning. It can be time-consuming and annoying when you have a busy schedule. You can just put some protein powder and coconut oil in your oats and leave out the sugar, like the honey, the maple syrup, or just plain sugar, unless you're going to work out right afterward. Otherwise, all the sugar will make you crash later, making you feel tired and have sugar cravings in the afternoon. Add starch in the form of oats, pasta, bread, yes, I said it, rice, quinoa, potatoes, cassava, sweet potatoes, etc., to all of your meals. It'll take a little bit of time and maybe some diet logging to figure out how much of those things you need each meal, but you'll figure it out. Or I can help you figure it out. Make sure your snacks have some protein and fat in them so they don't create giant blood sugar spikes. I'll talk more about protein in a different email this week, don't worry. And make sure you eat before you go climbing or do any exercise. Most of all, and if you take one thing from this entire email, eat breakfast. I don't care what the Huberman Lab or anyone else tells you. They are not climbers and they don't understand what we're doing with our bodies and minds. This is the number one thing that gets rid of sugar cravings. Eat some breakfast even before you exercise in the morning. I'll talk about that more later though. I can tell you that when my clients make these changes, they feel better and have miraculously fewer sugar cravings 99% of the time. It's incredible and it makes my job super gratifying. All right, so that's the gist of it. Remember that I talk in depth about how to figure out how many calories and grams of protein, carbs, fat, and sugar you should eat in my program Nourish. That'll make all of this way less overwhelming and vague if you're feeling confused still. I also go into sugar cravings and binge eating / emotional eating further in the program, among many other things. The coupon code is SAVE40 for 40% off until Sunday, and you can find the program at trainingbeta.com/nourish. That's $100 off the program with an option to add an hour consult with me at a discount. So trainingbeta.com/nourish. And tomorrow, if you sign up for the emails, I'll tell you about how you should actually eat in order to recover from exercise. It's going to be great. All right. So I hope that was helpful for you. I'm here for you, even if you don't want the program, if you want to just do a consult with me. I've also done so many podcast episodes about nutrition. I've written about it on Training Beta. And I've talked about it on other podcasts, like other people's podcasts. So there's a lot of information about getting into the nitty-gritty of how much of these things you should be eating, because I know that that's like a big question. But my main suggestion to you is just take these words and just, if you are experiencing sugar cravings throughout the day, like just try out eating more or less of something that I just talked about. It doesn't matter how much, just start experimenting and you have the rest of your life to really figure it out. And you can. I mean, I went to nutrition school and I learned a lot, but honestly, I didn't learn that much about the very fine details of percentages and grams for athletes like us who are using a lot of carbs, but we don't necessarily want too many carbs. And so there's just a lot of room for experimentation on yourself. Think of it objectively. Try to think of like food in less of an emotional way and just think of it as fuel. And you're just trying to figure out what works best for you. And that's my whole shtick as a nutritionist. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at neely@trainingbeta.com. And I'll talk to you soon on the next episode. Thanks for listening.